Okay, so in the last video, we looked at building and writing our code and creating our first version. And we now have got our first version, our MVP, our minimum viable products. We've got that first version there. There may be bugs in it. There may not be bugs. In almost every case, we will still want to add features. Even if everything's working, we're going to want to add features and improve things. And so we will want to edit the code, even if we don't need to debug it. But the reason here that I'm kind of separating these two out into two different sections is even though we can sort of use Claude Sonnet to continue on as normal and just, you know, edit the basic tool once it's been saved, I kind of like to make a clear separation at that point. Because what's, apart from anything else, what's going to happen is once the AI has actually built that first version of the code, we will have like one humongous massive chat window, which is like, you know, 100,000 words or 100,000 lines of code. And so at that point, I prefer to kind of shift gears. And we're going to be sort of hitting our token limit very regularly, because when you have like a very long window a very long chat window in Claude, every message is like very slow. And, you know, the AI will take a good few seconds to respond. And it's not going to give us too many responses before it says, come back in 3 hours, come back in 6 hours. And so we kind of need to shift gears. Now, at the time of doing this, all of these AI models will meter you and limit you and only give you so many chats based on the number of chats that you have. Okay. So it's not based on the length of your responses, it's generally based on the number of chats that you have. And so once we have created our first version of the code, we're going to want to switch to slower, longer prompts that, you know, may take us a few minutes to put together. We may actually ask a few questions at once, because we might only have, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 back and forth responses within that 3 hour window. And so we're going to kind of separate these out and refer to this third stack as the code editor slash bug tester slash improver. Okay. So here is my ranking of code editors slash debuggers slash improvers. The first is number one ranking is Cursor AI. And part of the reason for this is it's going to let us chat with the entire code base. Now, Cursor is actually powered by it's got its own AI, its own language model, but fundamentally, to get the best out of Cursor, we are going to want to use Sonnet 3.5 or GPT-4 anyway. So it's actually powered by those tools, but it uses its own AI, its own RAG, to basically search the entire code base. And so we can basically chat with the entire code base using Sonnet, which is something that is very, very cool. And there's a load of other features as well. There's loads of little affordances and kind of UI, UX, cool stuff that goes on in Coda that just makes it a really, really nice place to make changes to multiple parts of our code at once, or maybe select part of the code and ask a question. There's a lot that we can do in there. And so the way to kind of look at Cursor is almost as if Claude, which is what writes your code, and VS Code, which is where you save your code, had a baby. Okay, so we can kind of see all of our code at once, just like in VS Code. And I think Cursor is actually built off of VS Code. But Claude is kind of built into the actual, into VS Code, into Cursor. So we can see everything and edit things and kind of, you know, edit with an AI straight away. Now, the second way that we can edit, debug, and improve is with Claude, you know, Sonnet 3.5 itself. We can just go to Claude AI and just kind of do pretty much the same thing. And after all, remember, Cursor is essentially powered by other AIs, and we're going to be recommending that we use Sonnet 3.5 to power Cursor. But, you know, even though it's kind of using the same technology, it's just got a much nicer interface and the AI is built in. So what I recommend you do is, because we are starting off and doing our building within Claude Sonnet 3.5, I suggest you start off with Sonnet 3.5. And then what we can do is we can go and create a free API key. we can go and create a free Cursor account and add our own API key from anthropic.com into Cursor. They also have a 2-week trial. What I'm going to suggest to start with is to use Claude Sonnet 3.5. And then once you want to try out Cursor AI, you can do so with that free trial to pro. You can then use your own API key with the Cursor AI account, the free Cursor account if you don't want to continue with pro. But I just feel like if you just start using Cursor AI like today, you can create a pro account today. By the time you kind of get a handle on everything that we're talking about here, your pro trial will be expiring, and it will mean that you'll have another tool to think about. So even though Cursor AI is my personal top pick for editing and debugging code, I suggest for most people watching this video, you just start off with Claude Sonnet 3.5 as both your initial builder that will build your code and also your editor and debugger for once it's built that first version of the code. But we are going to separate these two kind of approaches. And I do recommend at some point you do get hold of Cursor AI. I recommend you have a second backup AI for building, which is GPT-4o, which you can get with a free GPT account. You can start off with a free Claude.ai account will now give you Sonnet 3.5 with artifacts, which is pretty cool. And I think that covers it for the editing and debugging video.